Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Would you like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing the state of Texas, the local community, and the nation? Is this Mr. De La Garza? Guillermo?
Yes.
Hello. Sir, ¿puedo hablar en español?
Whichever language.
All right. We just got conducting a very brief study in regards to the issues that affect the community. But are you registered to vote in the south of Texas?
I think so.
Okay, great, sir. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for the president, the U.S. Senate, and the state legislature, and another local office in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50?
Yeah, I'll probably vote.
Certainly or probably? How should I record your answer?
Certainly.
Certainly. Thank you, sir. Now, okay, here we go. Just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, sir, can you please tell me what year were you born? Just a year.
97.
Thank you, sir, and it's a pleasure talking to you. Again, very much thank you for taking the time to help me. And what is your race? White Caucasian, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian Pacific Islander?
Hispanic Latino.
Thank you, sir. And thinking about, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump? Do you remember?
I voted for Trump.
But Mr. Trump? Okay. Now, in thinking about the election in November, if the election were for the state Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
The Republican? Okay, moving on. Sir, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people using the scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50, neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer you're feeling. And if you have no opinion or never heard of them, please let me know so we can move on. The first one is Joe Biden for 0 to 100.
Joe Biden, 0 is the worst.
Okay, 0 is the lowest, yeah. 0 is the very cold and unfavorable, and the higher the number, the warmer the feeling. So 0 for Joe Biden, right? And Adam, Mr. Adam Hinojosa. Do you hear that name? Adam Hinojosa?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, and Morgan LaMancha from 0 to 100. Recognize the name?
Never heard of him.
Okay. And Ted Cruz from 0 to 100.
0.
0. Okay. And Greg Gabbett from 0 to 100.
He's like a 5.
Okay. And Mr. Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
Like a 7.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Okay, now would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? Approve or disapprove?
I'd say approve.
Approve somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve? Okay, thank you, sir. Now would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job Morgan LaMancha is doing as a state senator? Approve or disapprove?
I wouldn't know how to answer that one.
Okay, we can move on. If you have no opinion, we can move on. There is no right or wrong answer, sir. It's your opinion that matters. Okay, now thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden or the Republican Donald Trump? If you have to choose today.
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were the Democrat Colleen Autry and Republican Ted Cruz, for who would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Mr. Cruz, okay. Now, if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and the Republican, Ted Cruz. For who would you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Mr. Cruz? Okay. Now, if the election for the U.S. House were held today, and the candidates were the Democrat, Vicente Gonzalez Jr., and Republican, Mayra Flores, for who would you vote?
I wouldn't know who to choose there.
Okay, we can move on. Yeah, that's no problem. Now, if the election were held today, and you have to decide right now, for which candidate would you lean? The Democrat Vicente Gonzalez or Jr. or the Republican Mayra Flores? Who do you lean towards more? Like, now, not taking a side, but who you like actually like the most? The Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. or the Republican Mayra Flores?
I'm going to just choose the Republican.
Okay, the Mayra Flores. Okay, moving on. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMancha or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Republican Adam Hinojosa.
Mr. Hinojosa. Now, I'm going to reach you real quick some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor of Texas, state legislature, for each one, and now, not only for the governor, but also for the Texas state legislature. Now, for each one, sir, please indicate how high of a priority for the issue should be, okay? It should be a high, medium, low, or not priority at all. Supporting public schools. What's your opinion? Do you think that issue should be a high priority, medium, low, or not at all?
For supporting public schools?
Yes, sir.
That should be a high priority.
Okay. And supporting South Texas jobs and wages. Same question. You think that issue should be high, medium, low, or not at all a priority?
High priority.
Okay. And ensuring access to affordable quality health care. Same question. High, medium, low, or not at all?
High priority.
And ensuring access to affordable quality health care. High, medium, low, or not at all? Priority.
High priority.
And supporting reproductive health care choices for women. High priority, medium,
high,
low,
high priority.
High. And security at the border. High.
High priority.
High. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience. Now, think again about the elections this November. I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidate for the state legislature. Now, after each, please, sir, tell me if you would be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate like that?
A candidate supports
that supported
LGBTQ.
who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community. Will you be more or less likely to support?
Less likely.
Much less. Thank you. How about a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies? Will you be more or less likely to support a candidate like that?
That challenges Abbott's border policies?
Yeah, security policies.
I would be less likely to support someone that challenges that.
Okay. Much less likely or somewhat less?
Much less likely.
Much less, okay. How about, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher for policies?
I'm not too sure what his policies are for that.
Okay, we can move on. Okay, how about, will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Who voted against
Texas abortion ban? Will you be more or less likely to support a candidate like that?
Mm,
much more, someone less, someone less likely, or somewhat more likely. Those are the two middle ones. And if you have no opinion, we can move on.
I guess I'll say somewhat likely to support someone.
Somewhat more likely? Okay. Now, how about, will you be more or less likely to support or to vote for a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border? Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for a candidate like that?
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you, sir. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you use the application WhatsApp? Yes or no?
Yes.
If you have WhatsApp and belong to WhatsApp groups, or you use WhatsApp only for direct messages, or you are part of a group and use it for direct messages? How do you use it?
I do both.
Both. Okay, message and belongs to group. Now, sir, finally, just for statistical purpose only, and generally speaking, do you think of yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic or the Republican Party? Which one do you come closer to?
The Republicans.
The Republicans, okay. And thinking about political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or liberal? What do you consider yourself? Conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'd say conservative.
Conservative, okay. And what is the last year of school that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school, non-college, including vocational, some college, including 2 years of college, or a 4 year college degree or postgraduate?
High school.
Okay, thank you. And finally, just strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor, can I just please have your first name? Just your first name.
Guillermo.
Thank you, sir. And thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants and their research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more and deep and open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested as a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future, yes or no?
What would the compensation be?
I think they doesn't say the amount, how much they will pay you, but there will be, you know, some compensation for you answering. And the follow-up. Should I record yes or no?
Yeah, that's fine, yes.
Okay, Guillermo, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. You help us tremendously. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir, okay? Goodbye, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, you too.
Yes, sir.